Tim, one of the most, one of the worst types of oppression and injustice in our day is that of abortion. Do you view abortion under the rubric of doing social justice? And if so, how do you apply generous justice to this issue?
Oh, yes, it's certainly a justice issue. You remember I said that justice is giving people what they deserve. And what that means is if people are doing something wrong, they need to be, prevented from doing it. Or if people are doing something wrong in a country and yet it's not illegal, then you try to pass laws so it would be. And in this case, you both have the people who are doing the abortions, and as far as I see, they should be prevented from doing it, and that would be justice. But then you also have the unborn children, and they're not being treated as they deserve. Remember, we said justice is giving people what they deserve. So people who are doing wrong should be prevented, and the people who are actually inside the wombs ought to be protected, and that's why it's really a double justice issue. On the other hand, it is somebody might ask, why didn't you mention it more in the book? I thought about it, but I felt like it was a relatively small book, and you can't briefly introduce abortion. I had a little bit of room for it, but I felt like if I put in a page or two, or even half a chapter, I wouldn't be doing justice to the issue. There's so many issues around it. I feel like I could make a pretty good case for the pro-life movement being a very important part of doing justice, but I didn't feel like I had the time inside that particular volume.